From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Human Rights Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says he is appalled by the apparent collapse of a ceasefire agreement in Aleppo. Zayd said the resumption of bombing by the Syrian government and its allies on an area packed with civilians is almost certainly a violation of international law. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest briefed reporters.
Well, I think the Assad regime has demonstrated that they've crossed all the lines in pursuit of their goals. And those goals apparently include depraved tactics like trying to starve innocent civilians into submission, bombing hospitals and playgrounds.
Elsewhere, a U.S. general says Islamic State militants captured heavy weapons, possibly including air defense equipment, when they retook the Syrian town of Palmyra. The Chinese military has apparently erected anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on those artificial islands that they have built in the South China Sea. A U.S. research organization says the systems are a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. U.S. central bank officials raised the key U.S. interest rate slightly Wednesday and said further increases will come at a gradual pace. The quarter of a percentage point increase is still low by historic standards. It's the first rate increase in a year. Janet Yellen leads the Fed.
We expect the economy will continue to perform well, with the job market strengthening further and inflation rising to 2% over the next couple of years.
During the recession, the U.S. Federal Reserve slashed the rates nearly to zero in order to boost economic growth in the U.S. This is VOA News. Donald Trump met Wednesday with leaders of some Silicon Valley companies trying to mend fences with corporate leaders who mostly supported Trump's opponent in the presidential election. Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence spoke with the chief executives of tech companies such as Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Alphabet, and Intel. Trump struck a cordial and conciliatory atmosphere during the meeting.
I want to add that I'm here to help you folks do well. And you're doing well right now, and I'm very honored by the bounce. They're all talking about the bounce, so right now everybody in this room has to like me at least a little bit.
The bounce, of course, the upswing in the stock market. Four Democratic congressmen are calling for U.S. President-elect Trump to divest any stake he holds in the Trump International Hotel in Washington before he takes office in January. They cite a clause in the lease that forbids any elected official from profiting from the hotel. But the General Services Administration, the government agency that owns the property and leases it to Trump, denies that the lease requires the divestiture. The panel that rules on election disputes in Somalia has thrown out the results of 11 seats in recent parliamentary elections. The Independent Electoral Disputes Resolution Mechanism invalidated the results because of numerous irregularities, including gunfire at a polling place. The decision is likely to further complicate Somalia's attempt to hold a presidential election by the end of the year. President Salva Kiir has asked the South Sudanese people to forgive him for past mistakes. The president made the apology Wednesday during an end-of-year speech to the National Legislative Assembly. He also ordered government forces to observe a ceasefire and create a conducive environment for communities to reconcile. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon has condemned the takeover of Gambia's Electoral Commission by security forces and is calling on them to vacate the building immediately. A statement Wednesday from the Secretary General's spokesman also asked the Gambian military to take no further actions that could jeopardize a peaceful transfer of power in the West African country. Two-thirds of health facilities in Nigeria's Borno state, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, have either been destroyed or ceased to function. That was the conclusion of a new report issued Wednesday by the World Health Organization. It says at least 35% of medical facilities in the state are completely destroyed. It says of the surviving facilities, 31% are not functioning. Other health centers are damaged or have no access to uncontaminated water. The report says about 100 temporary health facilities have been set up in Borno to try to meet people's health care needs. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.